Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt designed, custom designed by Crudy himself to the third caller today. A lot to talk about, so let's get right into it. Moscow Mitch, the minority leader, used to be the majority leader. Moscow Mitch of Kentucky is hurling threats. He's afraid that the Democrats will eliminate the filibuster. His latest threat, he points out, he says, well, Kamala Harris is not a senator. Kamala Harris is not a senator. And that's technically true. She resigned her Senate seat. She's vice president. She breaks ties. Moscow Mitch's point is that Kamala Harris can only come in to break a tie once there's a vote and once it's a tie vote. That she can't vote to establish a quorum. Moscow Mitch interprets a quorum to do anything as 51 senators. And because the Democrats only have 50 votes, if the Republicans all stay away, kind of like the Democratic state senators did over Act 10. They went to Illinois, and of course, the Republicans complained about that. But now the Republicans are claiming that they're going to run out of the Senate. There'd only be 50 Democrats, not a quorum, and they can't do anything. They can shut down the Senate. That's what Moscow Mitch, the toad from Kentucky, is threatening. Now, I have a suggestion to Moscow Mitch, also to Chuck Schumer. I want to see him get a little more aggressive. He has aggressive eyes. They twinkle. He claims he's going to do stuff. Let's see that he does it. But one thing is this. There is nothing in the U.S. Constitution that says what a quorum is. Nothing. These are all Senate rules. They are all set asideable, and they are all creatable by the Senate. All creatable by the Senate. All of these rules are like crusty barnacles on the hull of a ship that are hundreds of years old that have nothing to do with the Constitution. So what I would say to Chuck Schumer is get your people together and go in and say, we are going to change the word quorum to require only 50 votes, not 51. Moscow Mitch will complain, but if he shows up, then there is a quorum because the Democrats are there and Moscow Mitch showed up. So let's say he mails it in. He's hiding in Kentucky somewhere. He's hiding in Kentucky, pretending he's local, wearing jeans, swinging a little moonshine up in the hills, say, I'm a Kentuckian. He never goes there. And he says, long distance. Well, that's not good enough. And let's say the parliamentarian, is an appointee of the Senate and supposed to be absolutely neutral and give opinions on whether something is compliant with Senate rules, not the Constitution, with Senate rules. Let's say that the parliamentarian says, well, you can't do that. That is not in accordance with the way the Senate is run. The majority can overrule her. The majority can overrule the parliamentarian. The majority could have overruled the parliamentarian when she said that you can't put $15 an hour minimum wage into budget reconciliation. They could have overruled her. The reason they didn't overrule her is because Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and a few others wouldn't go along with it. That's the only reason. So this time you say it's very simple. Moscow Mitch, you are going to get up on your hind legs and walk into the Senate along with some of your running dogs and fellow travelers in the Republican caucus. And we're going to do business. And if you don't do business, we're going to make the quorum 50. And if the parliamentarian says we can't do that, it's not constitutional, not an issue, we overrule her, and that is it. That is it. Moscow Mitch has said that he won't produce any Republicans at all to do anything, to open the Senate, close the Senate, adjourn for lunch, waive the reading of every bill. He'll insist on the reading of every bill. Right now, a single senator can tie things up for a long time. It used to be a single senator, one out of 100, could tie it up forever. Anything, any appointment, any bill. Now they put a little bit of a limit on it, but when you have people like Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Tom Cotton, Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, people of this ilk, any one of them can tie up anything. You can't have rules like that. You can't have rules like that. So that's what I would do. The other thing I would say to Chuck Schumer is very simple. Hey, Chuck, pay attention. Pay attention. The filibuster has been waived for budget. It's been changed. Budget reconciliation. Budget only requires a simple majority. The filibuster has been changed and eliminated for Supreme Court appointments by Moscow Mitch. By Moscow Mitch to ram through Kavanaugh and Comey and Gorsuch. And I say, hey, Chuck, filibuster has been repealed for Senate confirmation of cabinet appointments because none of the various crooks and thieves and sociopaths that Donald Trump put in his cabinet would have been confirmed if it required 60 votes. He would have had to have put in honest people who weren't cozy with the commie Ruskies and who didn't steal money. And if they wanted people who had those characteristics, they couldn't get 60 votes. And I say, Moscow Mitch and Chuck Schumer, both of you. Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster for Court of Appeals appointments. The courts of appeals, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. I clerked on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. They each have jurisdiction over several states. They're the courts right below the U.S. Supreme Court. Frequently, their decisions end up being the law because the Supreme Court can't take every case on writ of certiorari. And Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster for Court of Appeals appointments because he appointed some people whom the bar, the American Bar Association and the state bars, said, you can't possibly appoint this guy. He's not qualified. One of Moscow Mitch's proteges had never been in a courtroom, never been in a courtroom. How'd you like a surgeon general who'd never stepped foot in a hospital, much less a surgery suite? That's what they're doing. So now Moscow Mitch is squealing, squeals like a stuck pig. You say, Moscow Mitch, look, you knocked it, everybody knocked it off for budget almost 50 years ago, 45 years ago, 1975. You knocked it off for your tray of goodies. I'll tell you what, we're knocking it off for voting rights. We're knocking it off for this bill, SB1. We're going to go along with HR1, mandate fair maps commissions in every state, which we can do in federal elections. Mandate adequate polling places, polling machines, a set absentee voting by mail procedure for every state in every federal election. Mandate procedures by which you can throw people off the federal voting rolls or not. Mandate security for drop boxes, the requirement for drop boxes, all of this. It's all in there. It's all in there. And we're going to pass it with 50 votes. And if you come in with your posse of thugs, and you show up with 50 gunslingers, we have Kamala Harris. We're going to do it anyway. He will squeal and object, but he really can't object too far on that one. He really can't object too far on that one because he did the same thing. Supreme Court, cabinet, that kind of thing. And so the parliamentarian can't do much on that either because there's precedent. And if she for some reason makes a mistake and says you can't do it, which she wouldn't do, you simply overrule her. The fly in the ointment in that one, Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, and others are not there yet. They're not there yet. They're not there in terms of eliminating the filibuster for anything more. But they are taking an intermediate position, which is what Joe Biden did. Said, we're going to revert to the pre-1975 idea of filibuster, in which we are going to require that they show up in person, get up on their hind legs, and actually talk and embarrass themselves. And then they'll yield to one of their running dogs, one of their colleagues in the Republican caucus. For instance, Cruz will yield to Rand Paul. I mean, you know, that gives you the shivers. And he'll get up and spout off. And they have to do it for a long time, embarrassing themselves, giving their reasons why they are not willing to go with this bill. And then, in addition to that, you have something to say, Luke. You're hovering around the microphone.
Yeah, did you see yesterday Lindsey Graham said that he will talk until he falls over to prevent the Equal Rights, the Equality Act and any Voting Rights Act from passing the Senate. So Lindsey Graham.
The only time Lindsey Graham falls over is when he has a few cocktails and he doesn't have far to fall, okay? Look, the guy's going to get in there, and what's he going to do? He's going to read some kind of praise for the firing on Fort Sumter in his state. Yeah, maybe that's what he's going to do. The guy's no good. The guy is flat out no good. Wormwood is no good. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.